Calling all wheels, the big wheel in Bay City is on the go again.
Yes, on the go with dancing every Friday and Saturday night. Uncle Don Andrews spinning the discs this week. After the football game,
where did the term disc jockey originate? It was Martin Block, according to the author of a book commemorating WNEW's 50th anniversary, who inspired Walter Winchell to coin the term disc jockey. Yet Bill Randall, one of the deans of the profession, has traced the term to the late Jack Capp, a record executive who called DJs record jockeys in 1940, possibly because their job often included controlling the sound volume or riding the gain on their records. Riding the gain back in the day involved spinning two or more large knobs back and forth to affect a mix. It made the person working behind a soundboard look like a horse jockey with a pair of reins in his hands. Martin Block's make-believe ballroom, a place where they played records in a pretend ballroom, was on WNEW as early as 1935, but Al Jarvis originated the concept at KFWB, formerly KELW, in 1932. That's probably as close as anyone is going to get to a single point of origin. We had help from Richard Irwin, president of Real Radio, and he recommends this book if you'd like to know more about disc jockeys. The Hits Just Keep Coming, The History of Top 40 Radio by Ben Fong Torres.
Hello, everybody. How are you all? This is yours truly, Alan Free. Get your dancing shoes on, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Dance Party!
The term disc jockey lives on today in its shortened form, DJ. And people are still dancing. For WDIY, I'm Neil Heaver.